Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You have just turned in the Purpose Kingdom Network. This is the 1,491st episode. And the show is The Daughters of Ruth. And I am your host, Maureen Lee. I just thank you for tuning in. If you'd like to call in, the number is 319-527-6091. Some telephones you gotta hit one first, so I'm gonna say it again. 1-319-527-6091. And I ask God to just continue to use me as you would have you say or do what you have me do. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Today it's been a struggle somewhat. But my God is so awesome, so worthy to be praised. I find him to be, to me, he has me laughing sometimes and crying sometimes. And sometimes I can sit back and really just bust out laughing because of some of the things he do. But I started thinking about the names we call our Father, Jesus, the Christ, the Prince of Peace, the Messiah, the Wonderful Counselor, the Mediator, Emmanuel. And I just get excited on just those names. The Christ, he's just everything to me. My Messiah, he's my provider. He just gives me, he might not give me everything I want, but he gives me everything I need. And the Prince of Peace, It's although we go through some things sometimes, it's still at some point in going through, if we take a deep breath and just say, God, I thank you. God, I worship you. God, I adore you. Father God, you're wonderful. You're awesome. A peace start coming upon you as you begin to offer up accolades unto the Lord. Just the praises go up. And the blessings come down, and you will find yourself in another place, in another level, that you forgot what you were going through. And I thank him for it. And then I start thinking about, okay, if I have to learn of you, my Father, I have to learn of my enemy, the devil. And I think about the king of hell, the fallen angel, the demon. You know, and you gotta call him in too because he's part of this world. But he can't be omnipresent as my Father. And as you go through your day and you start having a good day, the wrong thing can happen. Somebody can cut you off in traffic, and then that's when the enemy sneaks right on in. See, we have to watch what we say out our mouth because they said your mouth is a two-edged sword, okay? We have to watch what we say because it can cut you faster than anything will cut you, okay? So we have to remember who we are in Christ. And as I just continue because a lot of people don't know, this week you might have heard of Jaden Helms was murdered in the Huntington Park area. That's one of Laura's, like Laura has four great girlfriends. And it's Tamara, it's Jada, Imani, and Naz. And they're good friends. It's like the four musketeers all together. It's five of them. And they rock out together. They work hard. They go to school. They're getting their degrees. And Jada was taken from us last Monday in that altercation that happened in Huntington Park. She was the young lady that was stabbed and died at Einstein Hospital. But Tamara is another one of her friends. She's an awesome girl. That spent 2 hours later, her grandfather passed, and now her grandmom got about to call her home. But through all her tragedies, all she can say is whatever God will is his will. She cried, but it took a baby out of a mouth of babes to call me back to who I'm supposed to be. It's whatever will be, she said, but I know God has the last say. And when I tell you she praised, danced for her bestie's funeral, and Laura sung like, one day I'm going to be here. They know one day they're going to be in that particular place. But they didn't dwell there. They miss her like crazy. They posted all day long on Instagram. Not just love their energy, but they know who God is, and they know who they serve, and they know they focus. They know God is the Prince of Peace. They know he's a wonderful counselor. They know he's the El Shaddai. They understand these things. So when they begin to talk and among themselves and say how good God is building them up into the women of God that he called them to be. And to watch their transformation just does another thing to me, because they say where two or three are gathered, he's in the midst. They took Bible study to Central Penn College. They worshiped together. They studied together. So they knew, they know the word of God is in them. And that comes from home training. That comes from grandparents and mothers and praying together, but yet still they know how to pray themselves through some things. And that's what we have to do. We have to know the devil's characteristics, and we have to know our Father's characteristics. So when both of them come, they know God's going to rule. But how if you don't know, if you don't study to show yourself approved? A workman be not ashamed of the gospel, but you got to get into your word. You got to study these things, because life is not always easy. Life is going to give you bumps and bruises along the way, but it's not that we fall down, but we're not supposed to stay there. We're supposed to get back up and think about what God has brought us from and to a new place. And it just took me there this week, because it's like I told Charles, and then my mom got rushed to the hospital, and that took me somewhere. And I'm like, God, you know, I trust you. Whatever your will is, I trust you. And that's all I could say, is I trust you. Whatever will be, will be. My heart, my mind is right. I love my mother with all my heart, but you love her more. So whatever your will is, let your will be. I'm no longer praying things to keep people here. I'm praying that whatever God's will for their life, whatever God's desire for them, is fine with me. And you have to get to that place that you have to know who you are. And as I said before, he said, if you have the faith of a mustard seed. But guess what? That mustard seed, what comes before that mustard seed? It's crazy, right? If you think about the dirt in the mustard seed, the dust, it just, God is awesome. You only have to have a faith of a mustard seed. Google that. Look up a mustard seed. Faith takes you a long way. Faith makes you an overcomer. Faith can carry you through a lot of situations we put ourselves in. Faith, if we put on our faith, Lord God, we can really turn some things around. Faith and love. Oh, my God. Can you imagine faith that great? That love for mankind, that love for one of us, one another, can take us through some things. That enemy, that neighbor next door, the neighbor across the street, the neighbor at your workplace, the neighbor in church that you sit next to, in the choir stands at your meeting. Oh, my God. Faith, that real genuine love of God that's supposed to be on the inside of us. Faith can heal multitudes of sin. Love. Oh, my God, what a time, you guys. It's just, I just get so overwhelmed. And I always tell y'all, my God is awesome in my life. I can only praise him for the wonderful women of God that he placed in my life to make me a better woman, to make me a better Christian, to make me a better believer, because even though we go through some things, we always need someone to give us a word of encouragement. And the women in my life, I love them so much. It's nothing that they can't ask me that I wouldn't do. Pass the toy. She knows who she is. My pastor right now, Francisco Schupner, Baroness Martin, my pastor Baroness Martin, my godmother, Arlene A. Mills. I have women in my life that mean something to me. My mom, Janice Collins. They people will give you people in your life. I have sisters in Christ. I have Zamora. I have Teresa. I have Brenda. I have my biological sisters. I love my girls. Where's my girls at? If I need a prayer through, I know who to call. And we're intertwined so much where they know when to call me. And sometimes you got to encourage one another. You have to put on that peace that God has given you, that comforter that you can help counsel somebody. Your friend really needs you. She really needs that word of encouragement. That woman at your job, your neighbor, your church fellow friend. Sometimes women need to encourage each other. And I just want to give you, I just want to give you some things, okay? Our Father, the Prince of Peace. Give my daddy his accolades. And I just want to talk to you a little bit about the man we call the prince. Come on, y'all, bear with me. The Prince of Peace. The Prince of Peace. Oh, he's awesome. And I just, my God. We're going to read a little bit of Isaiah 53 and 5, but he was pierced for our transgressions, and he was crushed for our iniquities. He was punished that he brought peace was on him. By his wounds, we are healed. He brought peace with him. Peace. Became forgiveness, restoration. Before that peace, the sins of the world, the illnesses of the world, through that peace and love, he did all that for us. That sacrifice. He did it for us. That piercing in his side. He did it for us. And we go through some things right now. forget all the things that our dad did for us. And I just begin to, I kept reading Isaiah 53 and 5. And I just stayed there. And it said, by his stripes, we are healed. By his love going to the cross was the ultimate sacrifice. So he gave us that peace. He became that wonderful counselor, that mediator, that our Emmanuel. He did all this for us. Through everything that God has done for us, sometimes we get down on ourselves, and we let the enemy come in, and his job is to kill, steal, and destroy what God has created for us. That he's already a fallen angel. He already was defeated. But yet still we give him power by staying there. See, the thing is, we support, we go through some things, but it's how we get up that brings us out. Because he don't have humility. He's not a Christian. He don't know nothing about that. He don't know. He's Satan. He's Lucifer. Yes, at one time he was the archangel. He was the warrior in heaven. He knew something. But he was like, no, he became envious. The same thing we going through, God already did that. He already had his archangel being envious of him, being prideful. And that became the seven deadly sins. Sin, pride, slothfulness, greed, wrath, envy, lust. See, that's who Satan is. That's all Satan right there. But you got to remember who you are, who you walk with, who you talk to. Because last time I checked, my Lord was the Savior of the world. He was anointed. He was the great healer. He was the shepherd, the good shepherd. He did it all for us. He paid it all, the truth and the light. He was a carpenter. Come on. He had no wit, no reason to be envious of nothing because he is the great I am. He is the Almighty. But sometimes we go through some things. We just got to encourage ourselves who we are, for who we believe, and to what we stand for. Because, like I said, this week, my girls went through some things. But my girls start to encourage me. Because when they had a major test coming up, I'm telling you, we would pray, and they would be in Bible study in their dorm rooms, praying and worshiping and singing gospel like nobody business. And I had to tell Charles, I can't tell a mother how it feels to lose a child, but to lose Jada, man, you couldn't tell me that wasn't my child. My heart fell to my feet because I knew God has so much. He has so many things for her. A couple more months, she would have had her degree, her bachelor's degree, in a couple more months. But God loved her more. So if we had that kind of love for one another, We can, God will heal the land. But we have to activate our faith. We have to activate our love. We have to activate our humility for other people. It's not just about us. This world is not just about us. It's about the love of our sisters and our brothers. It's about the struggle that they're going through, that we're supposed to be a light in dark places. They're supposed to see us shine. But what light are you showing? What light are you showing? Again, you're listening to Purpose Kingdom Network. This is the 1,491st episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. I'm your host with the Daughters of Ruth, Maureen Lee. And I would love to hear your testimonies. I would love to hear some of your breakthroughs. I would love to hear what God has done for you. I can tell you how he blessed me. Oh, my God, he's done great things for me. And he's continued to bless me. But call in and tell me some things. 1-319-527-6091. And if you like to talk, hit that button 1. Hit that button 1. And if you can't get through that way, send a text. Everybody know me on Facebook as Maureen M. Lee, Maureen Morant Lee. Inbox me and we can talk about some things. But people need to see where God has brought you through. People need to hear your testimony. I can tell you how I feel. But your feelings won't be my feelings. Understand me? Your testimony is of someone else's breakthrough tomorrow. You can't keep what God has to you done for you to yourself, because if you do that, you're not healing the land. If you keep God to you, you're not spreading his word. You're not spreading the gospel. If you keep what you learn and with the wisdom that God has placed in your heart, you're being selfish. And selfishness comes from the devil. So whose side are you on? Ouch. Okay. I'm sorry. I had to say it. I want y'all to really, like, really think about what I'm saying, you guys. I don't preach at you. Just read Isaiah 53:5. He was pierced. He was bruised for us. And do we deserve it? Do you deserve it? Because sometimes I'll be like, God, I don't know why you love me so much. But I'm glad you do. I'm glad you picked me. I'm glad I was obedient, because I tell anybody, Pastor Toy will tell you, I used to tell her the same thing. I ain't hear God say that, because I was a runner. But sometimes you got to throw your hands up and say, for God I live, for God I die. And I always tell y'all, before I do anything, I ask God for permission. I ask him for guidance. I ask him for his peace. I ask him. I say, God, just continue to bless me. Continue to order my steps. Continue to give me the words you would have me say. Go where you want me to go. And he's been doing that. And like I said, I've been on this Isaiah. He was bruised for me. For me. Take it personal. For me. But I'm on here willing to share my Father with you guys. I'm willing to offer up all he has imparted in me to you, because he is awesome. I'm not going to tell you, when you accept Christ as your personal Savior, you're not going to go through some things, but you're not alone. like I see now when I turn on the news, this controversy with the COVID shots. It's a lot of controversy, but I'm glad I have, I use wisdom. I'm glad I go and I do research. I'm glad I had a doctor in Philadelphia that was willing to call me and say, babe, I know you believe in God. I know you stand on your values, but I want you to get this shot. And I did the research, and I said, okay, Dr. Smith, I'll do it. Because what man say I am, severely asthmatic, what man say I am. But by his stripes, I'm healed. But I'm still wearing my mask. When I go out that door, that mask come on me. When I come in the house, I say, thank you, God, for another day. Thank you, God, for my healing. Thank you, God, for being a comforter. Thank you, for God, for being my doctor. Thank you, God, for putting moving harm and danger, seen and unseen in my life. I just thank you that I'm home. And I do the same thing as we leave the house. I just thank him for being my present. I'm in his presence all day long. He's in my heart all day long. And I just want y'all to get a scripture a day. Mine's today, but mine's a couple days been Isaiah. I just been in Isaiah. Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither found, neither put into shame, neither shall forget. Wisdom, wisdom, wisdom. I'm not ashamed of God. Because my God wasn't ashamed of me. Dirty as I was, he still picked me up, cleaned me up, put my feet on solid ground. He did that all for me. No sin is greater than no sin. I'm no better than you, and you're no better than me. That's the kind of love he has for us. That's the kind of the Prince of Peace that I'm talking about. That's the holiness that he has. He's humble. He's patient. He's compassionate. Ah! My Father, my God. That's what he is to me. And he can be that and much more to you. He will be all you need. If you write in your journal. I would tell everybody, get a journal, get a book that you put your ideas in. Get a book that you can put your dreams in. Write it down and make it plain unto God. What are your desires as you begin to walk and talk with him, as you begin to get to know him and love on him? What are your desires of him? What do you need? Well, Father, first of all, I want to show your love to the world. I just want everybody to know you live in me. Let your light shine in dark places. Let someone that's going through something see something in me that I can help. Plant a seed and you do the nurturing. Let my light be that symbol that can help heal the land. Let that light encourage my brothers and sisters to be greater. Let these young adult children that's robbed, killing, stealing, and destroying each other see greatness in us. Let them stop seeing all this negativity and show them love. Show them forgiveness. Don't show them strife and pride and envy and lust. Don't put in sin. Don't put that on them. Show them God's agape love. Show who our Christ and who our Messiah is. Show them who's the mediator in our life. Show them who Emmanuel is. Let God's light shine through us as we are his and he is ours. Extend a branch of love to the world. Extend that branch to our youth that's on a corner that's killing, stealing, and destroying their lives. Because they're afraid to live, but they're not afraid to die. They're afraid to see what God has for them. But they can't see it if we're not telling them how great they are. Speak encouragement to our youth. Baby, you could be the next Obama, Michelle. Oh, my, you can do great things through this life. You can be the discoverer of cancer, HIV, sickle cell, brain tumors, aneurysms. You can be another person that make heart surgery that a little bit easier. You can be that next physician, that next scientist, that next astronaut. You can be great. I see greatness in you. Start speaking it to these, to the youth, and let God just love on them. But it comes from you. What are you speaking? What are you speaking in these young people's lives? What are you speaking? Isaiah already told you. He was wounded. And he was healed. He did all this for us. Please, listen to, just listen to what God has done. Just get your books out and read it. God don't want us to suffer. He don't like this violence. But if we don't show our brothers and sisters love, what are we showing them? What are we showing them? Because when I get called home, I want to hear my dad say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant, well done. It is well. It is well with my soul. I am well of who God called me to be, and I'm learning more of him every day. Because, like I said, I have a pastor down here that's dynamite. I have a sister that prays and loves on me. See, I have women in my corner, women of God. See, that's the difference. You got to have those powerful women that know how to get a prayer through, because everybody can't pray for you. But as you study the word, God will show you some people that he moved out of your life and you brought them back in. He will show you some things. But you got to study, you got to pray, you got to get to know him so he'll know your name. All I say is, "Daddy." I can see him shaking. Oh, here she go again. "Yes, Maureen. Heal our land." "Well, baby girl, people got to want me to. Baby girl, I don't hear a lot of timber going up. Baby girl, I don't see a lot of people sacrificing anything. Baby girl, you keep doing what you keep doing. You keep praying. You keep talking. You keep asking to heal the land. And I shall heal the land." pray with me. Let that be our prayer. God, if you don't do another thing for us, just heal our land. God, take a hold of this pandemic. God, the murder ratios here in Philadelphia is getting irate all over this country. God, all over our cities and states. God, heal the land. Start at the White House, work it back down to the lowest man in the totem pole. Heal our land, God. Let us love on you a little bit more, God, every day. Heal our land. Because love heals multitude of sins. Love. Heal our land, God. And let us learn to forgive our enemies. Forgive the murderers and just forgive them all. Just forgive them all because they know not what they do. Didn't our Father say that on the cross? Forgive them. The man that was crucifying him, the men that were stabbing him, the men that put the thorn of crowns on his head. He says, forgive them. So the people that hurt you through life, the people that talked about you, the people that went through that promotion that you was applying, forgive them. Forgive them. Look, my brother and sister, I forgive you. If I said anything to offend you, I forgive you. Forgive me. Just forgive me on my part if I hurt you. Forgive me. All that I've been like. Praying about and talking to God about. And different business opportunities that God has like been really blessing. People, places, and things. I'm just in awe. With God. I'm just every day he shows up just for me. Every day he whispers, wake up, Maureen. And give me a new day to get it right. And I say, God, if I say anything to offend you today, please forgive me. And I hear him, it is well, baby. And I just smile because I know. I know he got me. Can you say that? That you know without a shadow of a doubt that he got you. If you can say that, why is your brother and sister next door hurting? Pray for them. Pray with them. People that meet me be like, oh, God, y'all real? I told you I met some people down here in Georgia that was a delight to my spirit and to my soul. Oh, my God, the people I met here. I met two families that really impacted my life. And I impacted theirs. And I'm going to give them a shout out. Chanel, I love you, girl. And her daughters. One of her daughters just went into the reserves and doing great things. And Rita, I love you. Her mom is so spiritual and so knowledgeable. One day she's going to be on the show with me. And she's going to talk about all natural healings. To what we eat, and she's so, oh, my God, she speaks with a soft, soft voice, but says so much, and her children and her sons, I'm talking God has anointed and appointed people in my life, Millennium Kingdom Fellowship Center, I'm in awe with you. I'm in love with you. Purpose Kingdom, these are people in my life, you guys. I even had people from Celestial Tabernacle. I even had people from New Salem Baptist Church that impacted my life. Bethel Deliverance, now called the King's Table. I'm talking people impacted my life to make me stronger and better, women, mother, wife, friend, and most of all, a child of God, a child of God. And I'm not one that hollers. I'm just what they say, a nobody trying to tell everybody about the God I serve. I just want to share him with you guys. I just want him to get to know you and you get to know him. I'm just here to introduce him to you and hope that you take his hand and let him in your heart. That's my desire. That's why we're here on Purpose Kingdom Network. To help heal the land. We're in so many cities and countries now that listen to every broadcast. And that's a blessing. See, when God imparts something in your life, he do it bigger and greater than you can ever imagine. And I hope tonight, just by the communication we're talking about, how the devil comes in to steal, kill, and destroy. You should know who he is. How God comes in and he sends his only begotten son to grant us healing and peace. And just, he's awesomeness. I just want y'all to take time out to just love on him as he loves on you. And we're going to do something like a little earlier today. Pastor Toy, would you like to do the call of salvation? And do we have any announcements?
God, hallelujah. We just thank and bless God for that word. I like where you left it off at for the call of salvation. You said allow him to love on you and for you to be able to love on him. It is nothing like the unconditional love and that personal relationship with God the Father. Please understand, we are not talking to you about a church membership. Do we encourage that? Yes. But we're not talking to you about a church membership because the truth of the matter is there are a lot of people who have their name on some church's membership list that's going to bust hell wide open because they don't have a personal relationship. And that's what we're talking to you about this evening, a personal relationship where you can literally not just feel God loving on you, but see God loving on you. You begin to see the manifestation of it in your life. You begin to see the overflow of it with the people that are around you and surround you. You begin to feel the comfort of it as you walk through different trials and tribulations. You begin to get the joy and the strength of it as you commune or just talk with the Father. And it's such an awesome thing, and it starts with this first conversation, accepting the gift that he gave to us. God's word tells us if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, that he is the Son of God, and that he died for our sins and rose from the grave, then you shall be saved. The word of God also tells us that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And I love the whosoever clause because it covers every racial background. It covers every cultural background. It covers every economic background. It covers whether you have a home, a roof over your head, or if you're living in the streets. It covers every sin ever committed. That whosoever clause gives every single soul that has ever walked this earth and heard the word, the good news, the love of God through the hope and faith in Jesus Christ, it gives you that right to come and approach the throne of glory and begin to walk in a personal relationship. And you begin it by this initial conversation. You can just repeat these words after me, or you can say it however you choose to say it. But first you acknowledge God as your Father, and you call out to him, Father God, I accept the gift of your Son Jesus into my life. I ask him to forgive me of my sin. I ask him to begin to create me anew. I ask him to come into my life and be Lord of my life and the director of my path. It is in Jesus' name that I even come to you now praying this prayer. Amen. And if you said that prayer, then you just let somebody know. You just say, hey, I accepted Christ as my personal Savior. Or you can say, I gave my life to Jesus today. You don't have to wait until Sunday or Sabbath Bible study prayer meeting. You can call somebody on the phone. If you're listening via phone, you can press 1. If you're listening via live stream, you can dial in 319-527-6091 and press 1. However you choose to do it, you can go outside and scream at the top of your lungs that you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. However you choose to do it, as soon as you make that confession out of your mouth, according to the word of God, you are saved, and we welcome you to the kingdom of God. Now, as I said earlier, we do encourage you to find a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. But until then, bless God. That's why he has Purpose Kingdom Network here for you. Please join us tomorrow evening for another broadcast of Purpose Kingdom Network. We will be broadcasting at 9 p.m. with D-Block Church and the host, Sister Adrian M.S. Understanding Island. Again, at 9 p.m. with D-Block Church and Sister Adrian M.S. Understanding Island right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. We invite you to follow us on our webpage at www.pknradio.com. There you can reach out to the individual host of the different ministries. You can let us know via our contact page if there's any way that we can help you, be a blessing to you, have prayer with you. You can also listen to PKN Radio, where the Lord has blessed that 24 hours a day we are broadcasting gospel music through the love of Christ and the word of God all day, every day. Also, the app is available on the Android market. You can go into Google Play and just download PKN Radio. Either way you choose to do it, we thank and bless God for each and every one of you and hope that our ministry is a blessing to you. Minister Maureen, a wonderful, wonderful word this evening, and the ministry is back in your hands.
Pastor Toy, you know I love you, and I just, I'm in awe of you. What a woman of God. And Purpose Kingdom listeners, I just want y'all to, like, if y'all don't listen to nothing else tonight, just listen to how good God loves you. Just reflect on that part. Just look where he brought you from and where he's going to take you on your life. You didn't do it by yourself. You didn't wake up by yourself. He did it all. And as you continue to love on him, he will continue to love on you. I can't make it no easier for you. I can't. Just continue to read your word. Like I said, this book of Isaiah, I wish I had read it a long time ago. And as I'm on near 50, I'm in the beginning of 53, and I'm going to continue to read the whole, finish this whole book of Isaiah. I got a couple more to go, just a couple. And I'm going to read it again because I just got so much. I heard the book of Isaiah before. Don't get me wrong, but it's like Israel, the Messiah, the prophecy, it's just my the Lord of salvation. I can't pronounce all the cities in Jerusalem that was, but I just skipped that pronunciation of it, and I continue to just read. Because he's doing so much. And I want y'all, even if y'all can't pronounce a lot of things in here, just ask God to bring it to you. Because it is some things in here that I can't pronounce. But the more I read and go, okay, I got that. Oh, wow. Seriously? This is the greatest book that ever was written. And then you start learning about the daughters of Zion. Oh, my God. And do you, even back then, and I think it goes to chapter 3 about the rings in the nose, the jewels. It's something. Y'all got to read it. Yeah, even back then they had the jewelry in the nose and chains and the bracelets. And you got to read it for yourself. I think that's in, like, Isaiah 3 in that area towards, like, the, I think between the 16th, Isaiah 3, the 16th to the, I think, the 24th. I read it. You just got to get to that part, and you'll read about the nose ring and the jewels and the daughters of Zion. It's just, you got to read it for yourself. You can ask God to show you what he would have you read, and he will give it to you. But this is what he got me on. And then and about the wine vineyard. And that's in 5. I think it's in 5. See, I went from Isaiah 1, and I'm going near 53 towards the middle of the 3rd chapter. You know, but I'm just loving it. But he will give you, and when in 6, I can give you bits and pieces. In 6, that's when King Ebenezer, I can't pronounce it, but he died. And the Lord sit upon the throne and lift him up, and he filled the temple. Y'all got, oh, my God, the spelling is U-Z-Z-A-I-H. Yeah, Z-Z-I-A-H. I can't pronounce it, though, you guys. But y'all got to read it. Let God direct you what part of the Bible he wants you to read. Because that's what, after I get off the here with Pastor Toy, I'm going to ask her that question. Like, God put me in Isaiah. And I'm like, the more, it's getting good to me, but I ask God, why Isaiah? So, you know, I got to ask Pastor Toy that question. When I began to pick up, I went right to Isaiah. And I'm like, it's a reason. I don't know it yet, but I'm going to meditate on his word, and I'm going to do what he say. And that's what I would ask you to do. Meditate on God's word and continue to listen with that ear, that keen ear that hears the Holy Spirit when he talks. Because it always comes with love. Because my God is not about torment. He's not about confusion. He's not about jealousy. He's not about envy or lust, but he's about positive. He's about peace. He's about greatness. He's about love. He's about life. He's, happiness, laughter. Okay, you guys, I'm going to get ready to go off of here. We got 4 minutes. I was hoping someone gave us a message that they went through a testimony, but maybe next time, because I know some of the lines get crossed sometimes, and they ask you once in a minute and all this other stuff. But I love my house phone, you guys. That's what I'm talking to you on, my house phone, when I don't have to pay one cent a minute. Amen. But I thank you for listening to the Daughters of Ruth. I thank you for tuning in to the Purpose Kingdom Network, 1,491st episode. And I love you with the love of Christ, and continue to love, and your prayer should just be, I don't want nothing but you to just heal the land, Father. And I would ask that you bless every person in my life tenfold that poured out love and compassion for me, that you give them the strength and the peace and the desires of their hearts according to your will and your way. As I leave this air, but not from your presence, God, I ask you to heal Purpose Kingdom in a whole. Every speaker, every minister, every bishop, every pastor, every disciple that's under the sound of my voice, just give them the desires of your heart, of their heart, according to your will and your way, and heal our land. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I thank y'all for listening. I hope y'all tune in again in 2 weeks with the next show. We're going to continue the conversation on getting to know Jesus, who he is, and the different names he has, and who the devil is, and the different names he has, because all of them goes in one thing. You can't have good without evil. You can't have bitter without sweet. You can't have love without hatred. So we're going to learn about it, and we're going to talk about it like we're doing now. But most of all, I want y'all to get to know my Father for yourself. Amen. Thank y'all for listening to the Daughters of Ruth. Continue to pray for my daughters and hold them up. And God, I just love you. I love you. I love you with all my heart. I thank you for me being on Purpose Kingdom Network with just a simple conversation about you. I love you. Good night, everyone.
Jesus lives.
He raised me. I will not lose. He saved me. I will not lose. Set me free. I will not lose.
Never want to see me down. I will not lose.